Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But baseball is not too far away. We were talking about before the show, you were making a big case saying, oh, a certain gentleman has to be up early, maybe even up as the team breaks camp. And I thought you were going to be talking about one of those pitchers for sure. You know what I mean? Because there's just so many of them. Like, yeah. All right, what's Dusty on to this time? Rob built up Daniel Lynch so much yesterday, and his interview was really good yesterday with Vern on the Hot Stove Show that I was thinking, yeah, we actually already talked about that yesterday. So come up with something else. But that's not the guy that you want to be on the team at the beginning of the season.
Right. No, I mean, it might be a popular take with people that are wishing in one hand and doing the other in the other hand to see which one fills up faster. But to me, I think we're ready to see this with this team. And that's Bobby Witt Jr. letting him be on the opening day roster.
Whoa.
There's several points here. I get it. He's young. There's a lot of Royals fans out there that have been heartbroken by promises of the farm system. There's people like Dusty, pump the brakes. He's 22.
You can't screw it up before he even gets here. And that's what they did with Mondesi. The last time that we talked about somebody like this that had all the tools and he was a surefire star, what happened? They brought him up too early. They set him back a couple of years and he's never been right. And you want to do that with Bobby Witt Jr.
So there's a few things. Mondesi, it was 19 and it was the World Series. So to me, that is like not where we're at with Bobby Witt. Like
that
Bobby
didn't work
Witt
out great.
Not at all. Not really. But again, he was brought up, wasn't told to like be a big slash guy, a big focus. He was just basically up here because he was fast, he was young, and you just couldn't stop him on the base pass. So if you got one of your guys on base, Mondesi could take off. With Bobby Witt, Mondesi wasn't ranked as high on the top 100 pipeline. So here's where you start this ranking.
Before you get going too deep, Bobby Witt's 20. I had to pull it up.
Yeah.
So your 20, first argument is that one of them was 19, one of them was 20.
Right.
So that makes him ready to go. Okay, no, I'm curious to hear the rest.
These. I'm saying if you look at the league and where it's starting to develop, these young kids are coming in and they're taking over the league because it's not our league when we watched Sean, when we were watching Griffey and McGuire and Sosa. It's not juiced anymore. The ball's different. The way they play the game is different. And these young kids, they're thriving, man. You look at the guy that just got a big contract. Mike Trout came up young. Bryce Harper came up young. Luis Robert from Chicago, young. Abreu, another young guy. These young guys are getting called up. And if you look at the teams they're getting called up on, there's not a lot of expectations with these teams. But what happens is the expectations of these teams begin to flourish. You look at Juan Soto in the Washington system. That team became a better team as he started to develop. They were already decent. You look at the Cubs. Yes, Abreu was young. It took a little bit for that team to get better when they built around him. I'm sorry, the White Sox. And now they're starting to be, I mean, you can guess who's going to win the AL Central this year. Probably the White Sox. And it's built around their young talent they called up.
So let's say you bring him up, and let's say he's good. Actually, let's say everything works out for the perfect Dusty Lacken scenario.
Yeah.
You bring him up, he starts at the beginning of the year,
sure.
Tears the cover off the ball, plays great out in the field. Everybody goes, my goodness, this kid is ready to go, and way to go Royals for realizing that it's not the future, it's the now with Bobby Witt Jr.
Right.
Fernando Tatis Jr. just got the biggest contract in the history of baseball, one of the biggest contracts in the history of sports. They locked him up for the next 14 years.
Sure.
And he played 153 career games. So that's another problem. Maybe not a problem, but it's another thing that you certainly have to deal with.
Right.
As soon as you bring him up, 5 minutes later, if he's good, then you have to talk about paying him. And maybe. I'm not saying that's a bad thing necessarily, but it is something that maybe the Royals would like to put on the back burner why they know they're probably not going to be competitive right now.
What's the first thing you saw when you saw Patrick Mahomes throw 10 touchdowns, zero interceptions, and 1,500 yards in his first two games?
Me,
not 1,500, but you're like,
I went out and bought a jersey.
You're like, okay, so here we go.
Thought about
so,
getting a tattoo on so my ass cheek.
That's fair.
And I may or may not have. You'll never know.
Yeah.
Here it is. Tell me what you think about this. Yeah.
The fandom is, and that's, we'll get into this in a little bit, but the thing is when you see a guy that does flourish like that and you see the talent and it does answer the questions. Now, Mahomes wasn't recruited by everybody as to be this superstar. Now, it developed very quickly for Patrick Mahomes. And you looked at that and you said, well, no matter what happens in the next 2 to 3 years, that guy's going to get a contract no matter what. And that was, it's going to be whatever he wants. And it's 500 million for 12 years. Gets a baseball contract in a sport that does not necessarily normally give out those types of contracts because of their salary cap.
The problem, though, with the Mahomes comparison is
I'm just going contract.
But you could do that with – that's the whole – well, he's not Michael Jordan or he's not Tom Brady. That's where Patrick Mahomes has become. So if your argument is that, well, Bobby Witt Jr. should get paid because the Chiefs had the foresight of paying Patrick Mahomes – I just feel like not only is it a cross-sport comparison, it's a little bit different when you're talking about a quarterback who already showed something versus an infielder who we've seen a lot of these guys in the Royal system. Some of them have worked out. It would have been great if they would have done that with some of those dudes and not had to worry about contract to the end with Hosmer and Moose, and those guys would have been on 8, 10, 12-year deals, whatever it was, and they got market value for them. The problem is every time I've seen those guys, I've also seen a Bubba Starling and a Mondesi and a bunch of guys that if they would have paid that money for that many years, they would have really set themselves back. So I'm just saying, and there's a lot of people that are in your camp that say bring him up as soon as possible and then pay him right after that. For this particular organization at this time, I'm not against it. I'm really not. I'm just saying tread slowly because right now it feels like to me this isn't the year. Next year's the year that you can really start to talk about all those pitchers being up, being effective, not just getting their first time with major league experience. At that point, you bring up Bobby Witt, Mondesi. At that point, maybe you're talking about extension, depending on what he does this season. Like, it has to be an entire wave that comes up at the same time, opposed to just kind of bits and pieces. That makes sense. So I wouldn't bring up Bobby Witt Jr. too early, and I would say that because of what happened with Mondesi, it's kind of a cautionary tale.
Yeah, but I mean, to defend my thing is, like, if you see Bobby Witt and it is what it is, you know, no matter what, you're paying that athlete, whatever. Because if he is that type of athlete that a Mahomes can be, that a Tatis can be, the money is irrelevant because you're going to keep him on your team because of how good he is. So that doesn't matter, especially when a team, yes, it's a low market team, but they're going to have their athlete. That's where I think they can be. Also, a year that we missed out on last year and a year that you really want to hit on, you bring a guy like that up, it brings people out. No matter what the seating arrangement is, because we don't know that yet. We're still waiting on the ability to figure what that is going to be. But you put a guy like that in your infield next to a guy like Mondesi, and you put that in your lineup, and it's all of a sudden it does pan out, you're going to get fans in the stands, you're going to get a bigger following, and it does bring that pop. And again, Mondesi high on the MLB pipeline. Bobby Witt was higher. He was 7th out of the top 100, and all of his grades they use him on are above the exceptional line of, like, this is where normal people are. Bobby Witt's a step ahead of that, and the videos and everything, if it looks like it, it smells like it, and it seems like it, it probably is it. So for me, I would love to see him break camp and be on this roster. Again, I'm not expecting him to go out there and hit 30 bombs, hit 300, have 100 RBIs, but if it looks like it and you know that he's your franchise player, then yeah, you're going to have to assume that contract's coming. But Bobby Witt, to me, could really put some pop in this Royals.
You know what else can, though, which I think is more likely to happen? At different points this year, they start bringing up those arms. Right. So we've heard of Daniel Lynch, and he comes up, and maybe toward the end of the year, they dip their toe in the Ace of Lacy waters or some of these other dudes. And I think the same way that Brady Singer, it was a weird COVID, no fans year, but didn't it feel like when he was on the mound that more people were next to their radio or turning on 610 or turned on Fox Sports, whatever. They were making sure that if Brady Singer was on the mound, they were checking out what he did. I think it's going to be that way with all of these pitchers because there's this unknown factor. Like, I got to be honest, man. Yesterday, Rob and Binkley, who know a whole hell of a lot more about Royals minor league baseball than I do, were able to kind of fill me in on the difference between all these different pitchers because, dead honest, man, it's kind of like the Miss America pageant. Like, they're all pretty. I don't know. Is that Miss Colombia or Miss Puerto Rico? Like, they all look beautiful to me. Right. And that's kind of what all those pictures were. So it's going to be fun as those guys come up. And I think there's going to be a lot of interest in Royals baseball, at least at the beginning part of the season, you know, before they're out of it.